Word Up, it's Daniel over here for the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at the Toronto Police Headquarters on it's a G20 action day. I know there's been some court stuff going on today, and we're here with a guest. We're actually going to get an update from a person we've interviewed on the Word of Mouth Wednesday before, Selwyn Firth, a candidate for mayor. Selwyn, what went on today?
Well, today was just the first court appearance for most of the G20 protesters, and some of them had their charges dropped, and others were being bribed by being offered to, if they made a donation to a charity, they would have the charges dropped. And that's kind of ridiculous, because if they had valid evidence, they shouldn't have given any reason to drop the charges whatsoever. It was a way of allowing the police to say, yeah, they took the deal, so they must have been guilty. And so what we did was okay. But a number of us aren't taking any of those deals. And in fact, I'm going back on Friday to set a court date. I have a lawyer. I just have to get the times that she's available before we can do anything. But the rest of it was just ridiculous how they were handling it. The PA system didn't work. They were supposed to be calling people's names out. There was nothing. It was absolutely mayhem inside the courthouse. And trying to get heard was absolutely ridiculous. If you had a lawyer, though, it went very well. The lawyers got first crack at everything. And if you had a lawyer, you'd be in and out, and that'd be it. They're gone. You know, so that was the way everything was going. But the whole situation just smells to high heaven. And it shouldn't have happened in our city, not with our police force, not with our criminal justice system, because most of the people are innocent. I was charged with I was given the same evidence everybody else was, and I wasn't even in the same area. So we'll see what they actually do with this whole thing when it comes right down to it, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
For real. And do you have any more details on this bribe? What was this offer that they were offering?
What they were doing was they were offering people that had obstruction charges, if they paid a fee, somewhere from $25 to $100, and maybe signed a peace bond or something, they would drop the charges. The charges would be withdrawn. If you had gone to this diversion office and chose to make a donation of $25 to $75, whatever the Crown decided you had to do, and then they would look at this receipt you gave them, and the charges would be automatically, they would just withdraw them. That was it. Game over. But you still have the knowledge that you acquiesced to what the police wanted, what the Crown wanted, and that, in fact, you could be looked at as being guilty of what you had been charged with. And so there's this situation that didn't make a lot of sense. And it was, in reality, it is a bribe, and there's no way around it. It smells, it stinks, and it should never have happened. It's either the charges were solid enough to go forward, or they weren't, and dropping them was the only option. But they couldn't drop so many without getting some other action going, because it would make them look really bad. And it's all about saving face for the Toronto Police Force and the Crown Prosecution, because they work hand in hand. It's too bad, but that's the way it is.
What was it like today in court? I heard that there was hundreds of people.
Oh, the hallways were filled with people. There's only room in the court for 20, 25 people. And so they'd fill the court, 25 people, and then as people were being dealt with, they'd let other people go in. And this kept going on all morning. And finally, like, if you weren't at the door when they were letting people out, you couldn't get in. So the whole thing was just, it was like chaos, complete chaos. Hardly anybody knew what was going on. They had some duty counsel explaining things to people who were outside of the courtroom, because they couldn't explain them to any other way. They had to deal with groups of, you know, 10 or 15 people at a time, trying to explain to them what to do, what to expect, because most of these people have never been in court before.
And I guess where it stands now is that you just have another date that you're going to be setting?
I have another date to set another date for a court appearance to set another date. Like, it's a date upon a date upon a date, you know? It's like, if I was dating a woman, it would be lots of fun, but this is ridiculous.
For real. And one date I do know is October 25th, the election for mayor, 2010. And I've seen the leading candidate for mayor actually in the front of the paper, his mugshot in the front of the paper. I guess, do you have any comments on what's going on with the mayor's race?
Well, I'm just saying they're beating themselves up, and they don't really have a lot to say about, you know, they're all egoists. They all want to be mayor. They don't want to do anything for the city. Ford says he wants to cut the budgets and that sort of stuff, but he's not confident at doing very much other stuff. The whole thing is they want to be mayor because it's an important position. I, on the other hand, want to be mayor because it'll allow me to do things that will help the city be better. And there's a big difference between me and the others. They're having an environmental debate on the 31st of August, and I'm the only one that has a science degree, and I haven't been invited. How bad is that?
And how can the word of mouth listeners get more info on your campaign?
Well, you can go to my website, www.selwynformayor.com. There's a link there to send me an email if you want answers about any questions you may have. You can look at the website. It's got links to various policies I have. And if you have concerns about anything, you can email me and I'll write you a response, which you can publish or do anything with. I'm not afraid of what I say. You know, whether people, they might not like it, but I'm not afraid of saying stuff.
For real, yeah. Thanks a lot. Selwyn Firth.
Thank you. Appreciate it.